All right, boys and girls, we're going to go in with another scrappy podcast again. Was kind of just thinking of like what I wanted to talk about. And I thought this was going to be a good, at least, podcast to make. And I might make it into like some type of series. And it's going to be called What I Wish I Could Have Told My Younger Self, really like What I Wish I Could Have Told My Younger Barber Self, Part 1. And maybe if you guys like it and you find a lot of value from it, I get great feedback on Instagram, I might make more of these and just kind of like, it's like a really quick, just had a quick like 20 minute like just thinking process, reflecting process of really back when I was like cutting in my parents' spare room, right? And those are the days that are like, that's where a lot of the doubt is in there, because you don't even know. You, first of all, you have no clue what the fuck the barber industry is. You're just like, I got this pair of clippers, I'm cutting fucking hair, let me see what the fuck I can create out of this, right? Hell, it could even be when I'm in the barbershop cutting day after day and I'm only making 2 to 3K a month, and I'm still in the mindset of like, is this really gonna fucking work out? Is this actually the thing I should be doing, or am I just wasting time, right? The first thing I wish I would have told myself, or could have had the opportunity to tell myself back then was, you know, really barbering will work out once I make it work out, right? And it won't work the longer that I wait for it to show me a sign. Now, for me, I think a lot of us, we wait and we don't put our best foot forward in progressing the business, pushing the business, because we don't want to fail. Let's be honest. We don't want to try at something and fall flat on our face and fail and look dumb in front of our friends, our family, our clients, all this stuff. And for me, that was a really big reason why I never took a push. And I just kind of waited around. I was like, all right, I'm doing this thing. I'm not doing bad, but I'm also not doing good. But it's like this limbo of like, I'm not happy with where I'm at whatsoever. I'm not happy with like if I continue staying this life. And I just had this realization awareness back then of like, I don't want to continue living this life 20 years from now. But the reality is if I don't do anything, I'm going to continue living this life 20 years from now because nothing's going to change. I know the results I'm going to get in my life. But I don't feel I don't even want to say the motivation, right? But the willingness to push the business forward without knowing for sure if it's going to work or not. If I have the potential to fail and fall flat on my face. And looking back on that, I mean, that's, first of all, that's like the most, that's the point of life, right? Like, why the fuck would, what point of life would it be if we knew everything and how every event and how everything would turn out in our lives? It would be boring. It's the unknown. Like, that's what should excite you. And it's all in your hands. And guess what? As a business, that's the best part. You can lose. I mean, think about why for myself, why I even love playing sports. It wasn't the fact of winning. Like winning is great only because the potential of losing, right? And I think a lot of times when I was younger as a barber, all I thought about was, what if I lose? Because honestly, like for me, like losing meant like, you know, breaking my business, making $0, and, you know, being broke as fuck. That's losing. And, like, being a fucking failure. But by not doing a damn thing, by not pushing myself, by not even taking a chance at playing the fucking game, I was already that. I was already a failure. I was making 2K a month. I was miserable. I was depressed little fuck. I hated barbering, right? And I wish that I just would have realized it sooner. And eventually I did that, like, look, this thing's going to work out if I make it work. And meaning I have to understand how to push the business. I have to learn business. I have to take a chance. I have to take risks. I have to think of my life as an investment, not thinking in the short term of like, oh, let me just stay safe. No. Let me take risks. Let me go ahead and at least try this thing. Fuck. And the biggest mental thing was like, look, if I fucking fail, so what? I'm still living in my parents' house. I'm covered. Like the only thing I'm afraid of is embarrassing myself for trying my best at something and not achieving a goal in front of everybody. And that's honestly like, if I remember thinking like, if that is the biggest thing that's holding me back, Would I be able to live with myself if I'm on my deathbed? If I'm on my deathbed looking back, and that was the only thing that held me back, right? It wasn't like this big, like, oh, I have a family to take care of, and like we would be on the streets. Like, no, it's none of that. That was the only thing. I could not live that reality 80 years from now, right? And at that moment, my mentality shifted from like, dude, I gotta figure this out. I gotta make a push. There's no way in hell I am continuing to live my life this same way. It was almost like I am done with this average shit. I'm committing to taking a chance because if I fail, I still live in my parents' house. I still know how to cut hair. I could rebuild the business, right? And even that point in time, I was like, what's the fucking risk, right? Now, again, what I'm not saying is like race. I wasn't like, oh, I'm going to start raising prices. But what I was like, actually start like looking out for help. Just reaching out for help for people. Like, how do you get business going? How do you get new clients? How do you even run a barber business in the first place? And then slowly but surely, like, all right, cool. Like, let me figure out how to scale this thing up. And along the way, I made a fuck ton of mistakes. But along the way, like, overall, it took me a couple years. It took me a while. A lot of mistakes. But I found a formula that worked overall. And then from that, I was like, well, if this worked for me and other people want to learn, like, let me go ahead and see if, like, if I can help them do this as well, too. And then, bam. You got all like a South Bay Chris who's making 20K a month, right? Got a Henry Hong all the way in Australia doing 18K months, charging $100 a cut. But none of that would have happened if I just continue staying stagnant, continue just like staying complacent. And like, look, I didn't want to ever like live that 10-year OG barber lifestyle, that geek lifestyle, that loser lifestyle. But I was so afraid of that becoming my reality that I almost had like analysis paralysis that it was legit becoming my reality, right? Because I was so afraid to not become that, it made me not take the action to avoid all that altogether, which in turn made me be not a 10-year OG, but living the 40-year-old OG lifestyle, the sad fuck, depressed little fuck thing at like 22 years old, hating life, hating barbering. And I wish I just would have just like snapped down and be like, dude, wake the fuck up. The lights are on. The game is playing right now. It's fucking go time, right? It's not time to sit in your shit and like, oh, maybe this, maybe it'll stay right here. No. Everything's moving forward. If you stay still, you're getting passed and left behind. So you better get on your fucking high horse right fucking now. The second thing I really wish I could go back and tell my younger self is like, look, dude, look at your reality. Like, you're a barber making 2-3K a month. You were legit starting from the very bottom, right? But understand, this isn't where you have to stay at. But only you can decide if you do stay there or not. Again, I was so paralyzed in the fact that like I didn't want to stay at that like cesspool of a level. Like it was honestly disgusting. I'm like, I'm a barber and I'm embarrassed to be called a barber because I think of a barber as like some broke fuck. And I'm kind of like a broke fuck right now, right? And holy fuck, if I'm a broke fuck now, is this all I'm going to be as a broke fuck for the rest of my life? Like, fuck, I'm not proud of this. I'm not proud of this whatsoever, right? I just forgot the fact that just because I'm there right now doesn't mean this is where I have to stay at, right? But it's going to be all dependent on what I do every single fucking day, the actions, the decisions I make. If I choose to take a risk on an investment, if I choose to work with a mentor, if I choose to get more education, or if I choose to continue doing the same thing in my business over and over again. And for, again, 2 years, I decided to stay at the very bottom. Again, that analysis paralysis thing. It's like, oh, okay, I'm just cutting hair. I'm just going to stay safe. Going to stay in place. No, you got to go. It's go time. You're 22 years fucking old. 4 years out of high school. People are fucking graduating college. They got their fucking degrees. They're getting their 180K per year, 100K per year jobs. They did the work. They're getting the reward. What have you done for the last 4 years? Smoke some weed, drink alcohol, party, not take your business seriously. And now look where that's got you. Still at the very bottom. Wasted 4 years. And guess what? The next 4 years could look exactly the same. And you know damn well how quickly those 4 years went by. Quick. And this is the cycle that these OG barbers find themselves in. They just stay complacent. They stay as the bottom feeders. And then they just adopt mindsets of like, oh, money isn't everything. Yeah, okay, if you want to have that as a mindset, you're basically like trying to come up with a justification why you don't have money. You're trying to make it okay as to why you're not successful, why you haven't grown the damn thing in the last 4 years, why you've stayed in the same fucking place, why you haven't taken any action, why you haven't reached out for anybody to help you with this. Again, it all comes down to your decisions. If you want something different, you have to just make different decisions and take different actions in order to get different results, dude. And again, this is talking to myself. Because I was just in such a stuck mindset. So fearful. And like, oh man, I don't want to fuck anything up. Oh man, I worked so hard to get here. But like, oh man, but what if this? I think of all the bad things. What about all the good fucking things that can come from it? What about all the good fucking things if you actually reached out for help on the business? What could happen if it worked out? What could happen if you actually achieve and do the work and get the results? Then what? But I was so fixated on, oh man, no, man. But what if this happens? What if this bad happens? Well, fuck. What if the fucking like meteor hits the fucking earth tomorrow? We all fucking die. That's a chance, but you never think about that thing, do you? So why are you catastrophizing your business when it's like, look, you have to be able to take risk. You have to be able to push things forward. You have to be able to go ahead and take the action necessary to get yourself to the dreams you fucking want. Because at the end of the day, no barber wants to stay a barber forever. If you do, you've just given up on life, in my opinion. You've just flat out given up on life. If you're like, oh, I just want to be a barber forever. Oh, I just want to make 4K for the rest of my life. You've just given up. You've waved the white flag and said, mercy, mercy, please, I don't want to try anymore at life. Just keep me here. Keep me safe. And again, keeping you there, keeping you safe ain't going to do you no good. The economy is always going to like go up and down. You're going to get fucked by the next fake vaccination. You're going to get fucked by something else in the world or a tragedy that happens to you. A surgery, a car accident. Something's going to fuck you because you are not prepared. And it was because of your decision to stay at the very bottom. The third thing I wish I could have told myself is honestly the only reason you haven't reached your potential is because you honestly haven't truly tried. You haven't tried to reach your full potential whatsoever. And you're like, oh man, but I'm working hard. No, you're not. Because I'll tell you this, any hard work that's correct work at the correct level of output will breed a good result. And for me, I was operating well below the standard that was required for me for my dreams to be built. I had such outlandish dreams of like how I wanted to live lifestyle. But I was living well below the standard of action taking, well below the standard of what I need to be doing to push the business forward. But I thought I was. It's like, man, I show up to work every day. You're doing the bare fucking minimum. Yeah, you're cutting your parents' spare room. All right, cool. You got things going. Yeah, all right, you're making a few bucks here. But you're not doing anything to get to that overall, like, let's say, six-figure, seven-figure level. You're staying at five figures right now, my guy. Yeah, what you're doing is good right now as a barber, cutting in your living with your parents. But guess what? When you have to take on big boy responsibilities, when you got rent, what about if you knock a girl up? Now you got to start a family. Can you take care of them on that little 4K per month? Probably not. In this economy, definitely not. Oh man, but maybe if I only make another 1,000, dude, another 1,000 is not going to change the goddamn thing. You have to be able to be focused on, hey, how can I get this thing up to 15, 20K per month? How can I protect myself in the future as best as possible? You got to stop thinking small. You got to stop being scared to at least roll the fucking dice. push the business forward. Again, you know damn well what the potential you want to live your life by, and you are well below that standard. You're not even close to scratching that. Yet you think that like the work you're doing, like, oh man, but I should be getting a better result. I don't know why. No, you're not. Because if you're doing the work that was required and that was the right work, you would get the result. If you did the work correctly, you'd be like Zay Golden, who's our private client. Went from making like 6 to 7K a month to 15K a month in 3 months. Like Henry Hong, right? Dude's doing like 18K a month out in Australia, charging $100. Ask yourself, am I really doing the work that is deserving of getting those type of results? And I'm 100% certain you are not. You listening to this, 100% not. Because I wasn't. I thought I was. Man, I'm doing everything. No, you're not. You're not doing everything. Have you gotten help from somebody? Have you tried to like search out for somebody to like coach you on things? Have you looked for a business mentor? Have you worked on like yourself in terms of like studying business, trying to learn things at all? No. You can't say that. You're doing the bare fucking minimum. You show up to the shop, you cut hair, you leave when the shop's closed. It's bare fucking minimum. You got to start thinking strategically like a business. And honestly, how long have you been doing that for? 2 months, 6 months, 8 months? And what's the result been? Nothing. So what is doing more of that, continuing doing more of that actually going to fucking do? Come on now. You have these big lofty goals. You know you can achieve them. You just aren't doing the fucking work that's necessary. And it all comes back to you, man. Those are the three things I wish I would have told myself back when I was younger as a barber. Mainly because I talk to a lot of you. I listen to a lot of you. I see a lot of the conversations we have. I talk to a lot of you in the free group. Man, a lot of you are in your fucking head. A lot of you got the game mixed up in terms of like, oh man, but I got to improve my haircuts. No, you're not. You don't got to improve your haircuts. You got to make more fucking money. What is improving your haircuts going to do? You can have a sharper fade. Cool. What is that going to do your bank account? I dare you to, for 12 months, focus on just improving your haircuts. See what happens to your bank account. Versus focus on making more money over the next 12 months as a barber. And then look what happens to your bank account. You're going to get two different results. It's like, if we're going to take an analogy, which I'm phenomenal with, it's like you're going out in the dating world. And you're like, man, I gotta improve my style. I gotta up my style. I gotta look dressed better overall. And that's gonna get more girls. I'm gonna get laid more. Versus like, dude, you gotta work on your fucking game. You gotta work on your mouthpiece. It doesn't matter how well you dress. Women ain't gonna fucking come up to you. And if they do, you're still, my name is, oh God, gonna fumble your fucking words. What's the thing that is actually gonna get the result that you want? You gotta go up and talk to some women, bro. You gotta be smooth with it. So at that point in time, you don't even gotta worry about what you look like. Sure, be clean, have some decent hygiene, but fuck, a mouthpiece can take you way longer than some style. Style gets you in the door, fucking mouthpiece will go ahead and get you actually to the Super Bowl of what you want, whether being laid, more dates, wife, whatever it may be. And you gotta think the same thing with business and barbering. Yeah, okay, cool. You can go ahead and fucking have a sharper fade. What's that really gonna do to your bank account? Because at the end of the day, that's what we're doing this for. Have a bigger number of the fucking bank account. So what? What are you going to do when you're going to go to the fucking bank and be like, hey, I improved my fades. I'm like, cool. Do you have money to deposit? No, but my fades got better. Congrats, fucking chump. Right? Come on now, y'all. We got to get this thing focused. I think it's like very surprising that a lot of you like, man, I have this fucking free group open, right? Like legit, you can work with me for free to help you build the foundations of the business. And y'all still don't want to take advantage of it. Like if there is something legit for free, you guys are always asking, oh man, how can I get help? You got any tips? Dude, I legit have a free group. We have to do Q&A calls weekly for 30 minutes. You can legit talk to me. I can give you a focal point on that, on what you need to focus on the business. You motherfuckers still don't want to fucking take advantage of that. Do you really want to succeed? That makes me question everything about barbers. Dude, do you really want to fucking succeed? Because if you can't even take something for free, right, that I'm legit giving out that people pay a lot of money for, man, you got to check yourself. What the fuck are you actually doing? If you actually want to go ahead and get in the free group, I'll leave the link in the description of this podcast, or you can just go to the Instagram. It's always in my profile as well, too. It takes 3 minutes to sign up. I gotta tell you, it's all my young barbers out there, 16, 18, 22, living with your parents. Again, you guys have such an unfair advantage. Yet none of you are taking advantage of that advantage. You guys don't have a fucking family. You don't have all these responsibilities. Why are you not pushing the fucking business? Why are you not trying to get help on this thing? Why are you still just on the sidelines in your fucking head? Wasting more fucking time. Seeing your classmates get their degrees, get their dream jobs, go to their dream colleges while you stay in your hometown and cut hair. You better get on your fucking shit. Because it's like, I'm telling you right now, the world around you, your friends group, everything is moving forward and you are staying the same. You have to go ahead and get up off your ass and get this thing going. Because if you don't, the reality is you're going to become that 10-year vet OG, that loser. Broke as fuck, 3 baby mamas, less than $500 in your bank account, stressed the fuck out. Talking about, man, it's about saving the community, man. Bro, you better save your fucking self. You better save your fucking bank account. The community don't give a fuck about you. The community's actually taking rent money out of your pocket. And you have such a fucking loser mindset. When you're in that deep, man, sometimes I'll get on calls with these like guys who are like 10-year OGs, and they'll talk a big game like, dude, okay, like what overall, where's your finances at? I got like $500 because it's like, man, shit's been going on. Yeah, shit's been going on for the last 10 years, dude. You've just been a lazy fuck. You've just been like every other barber, taking a backseat mentality. Oh, man, if I just keep doing this, if I just keep on grinding out, if I keep on doing this, it's going to work out. No, it ain't. I hope you see what that gets people. Those 10-year barber OGs. Driving a beat-up 20-year-old Honda. Always complaining, always has problems in their life. That's the reality. And at the end of the day, if that's the life you want to live, hey, I cannot say anything bad about you, man. If that's how you want to live, so be it. If not, you got to start making a change. As always, make sure if you enjoy this podcast, make sure you take a screenshot, share it on Instagram, tag me in it. Leave us a 5-star review as well, too, down below. I'll see you guys next time. Don't be a 10-year barber OG vet loser fuck.